now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, this week on the show, some classic comedy for you as we head to the Cocktail Nation Vault to enjoy some comedy from Don Adams once again. We'll talk swank advice. We lost a couple of big stars this week as well. And right now, some new music just added to the show playlist from Real Gone Music record label. It's the album Faraway Lands, the exotic music of Gene Rains and his version of Caravan on the Cocktail Nation.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to Ultraswank.net.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with BG Adair and The Way You Look Tonight, lounge leader Coop Cooper. Thanks to ultraswank.net. Comedy of Don Adams this week as we take a look at some classic comedy. We do this once a month. Enjoy some great comedy from the past. And sometimes I think better humour than what's coming out today. He was an engineer in his early career. He's moved to stand-up comedy in the 50s. He was married to Adelaide Adams, took her last name because he got tired of being last during the alphabetical auditions. As a comic, Don won the Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts in 1954 competition. Co-written with his friend Bill Dana, Adams' stand-up routine gained popularity, leading to many appearances on the Steve Allen Show and then a role on the Perry Como Show. And he, of course, moved from that to play Detective Byron Glick on the Bill Dana Show. The interesting thing about Don Adams' comedy is that many people considered him to be a bit of a rip-off of jokes, and that he would often steal jokes from other comedians. Don't know whether this was true, or maybe some of the comedians were being a little bit precious, but that's the reputation that he had. Here he is, and The Detective.
This is a bit, and I'm sure that you're familiar with it, because we're back on the subject of movies now. And this is a type of movie, you know, the detective mystery movie. And, you know, like The Thin Man, that type of thing, where, you know, at the end of the picture, the detective, usually William Powell, gets all the suspects together in one room and he sums up the entire case, you know. Now, if you don't see this picture from the beginning, it's all very confusing when he does this summing up. As a matter of fact, if you do see the picture from the beginning, it's all very confusing. But if you walk in the end and he's summing up the case, this is what it will usually sound like. Yes, Inspector? When you handed me this case, I knew it was going to be a tough nut to crack. But after devoting only 12 hours each day for the past 26 years, I have finally narrowed it down to the suspects who were called here together to this great auditorium. I'm just tickled to death to see the place is packed. There's your man, Inspector. A liar, a cheat, a thief, a blackmailer, and a homicidal maniac. But he's my son, and I'm proud of him. You needed money, and you needed it badly. So you shot her, burned her body, stuffed it into the trunk of Ben's car. Then you drove the car to the cliff and pushed it over while holding the gloves in your left hand. Ha ha. Very clever. We didn't find the body for 4 years. And when we did, she was pretty badly shaken up. Her dying words were, I shall never dance again. Yes, it was almost a perfect crime, my friend, but you forgot about one thing. You forgot that Carlos was hiding in the closet when you shot Madeline. So you had to get rid of Carlos. Then you were half crazy with fear because you thought that Carlos had spilled the beans to Max. We all know what a blabbermouth Max was. So he was next to go. Then you very cleverly eliminated Major Duncan, Dr. Feversham, Lady Ashley, Mohammed Khan, and the London Symphony Orchestra. Also, Lynn Barry and Edward Arnold. Very clever the way you covered your tracks, my friend. Yes, but you forgot about one thing. You forgot about the Magnus Magolia. Yes, the Magnus Magolia, a rare flower that is only found on the southern tip of northern Tibet. But what you didn't know, my friend, was that the Magnus Magolia only blooms at night. After that, the case was fairly simple. You were the only one who had a key to Madeline's closet. You were the only one who knew the secret of the Chinese vase. You were the only one who could have gotten aboard the Star of Persia and still got back in time to forge the passport of Henry DeVal and still make the sixth race at Belmont. This, plus the fact that you never shaved, led me to believe that you were wearing a mask. And it was in this way that you were able to elude me for 14 years by posing as my son. This was diabolically clever, Inspector, when you consider the fact that I don't have a son.
Yes, but where you made your big mistake, my friend, was last night, when you wound the turban from left to right. And an idiot knows the turban is wound from right to left. Take him away, Inspector. Watch it, Inspector. He's got a gun. I'm sorry, my friend, but I took the precaution of loading that gun with blanks last night. Take him, Inspector. That was a gunshot, four of them there. Inspector? Yes. Well, we all make mistakes, Inspector. That's what makes horse racing. Now, what's this on his arm? The mark of the squealer. Well, if this is the mark of the squealer, then you can't be the murderer. You must be the inspector. If you can't be the inspector, you must be the murderer. And if you're the murderer, then you must be the inspector. And if you're the inspector, I must be in the wrong case.
Summer's here. You've tied me in a lover's knot. I need more than a drink to pull this spell. You're too damn hot. I'm blinded and the sun keeps beating down. You're close enough to hit the spot. I feel a fever burning in my veins. You're too damn hot. damn high. You're too damn high.
The Cocktail Nation.
Here is a world of communication tailored for your needs of today and tomorrow.
Coop, how are you, man?
Very good, very good.
Awesome. Hey, Coop, how you doing? You know, I love your program. Hey, buddy. Always connect with you, man. It's, like, been way too long. You gotta come out here. Are you gonna come out?
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Keep doing what you're doing, man. Love the Cocktail Nation.
First you say you do and then you don't. Then you say you will and then you won't. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? Now you want to play and then it's no. And when you say you'll stay, that's when you go. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? I've been sitting on a fence and it doesn't make much sense, 'cause you keep me in suspense and you know it. You promise to return when you don't, I really burn. Well, I guess I'll never learn and I show it. If you've got a heart and if you're kind, don't keep us apart, make up your mind. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? And it doesn't make much sense, 'cause you keep me in suspense and you know it. You promise to return when you don't, I really burn. I guess I'll never learn and I show it. If you've got a heart and if you're kind, don't keep us apart, make up your mind. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
Hello, baby.
The Cocktail Nation.
Bye.
Lance Leader, Coop Cooper, thanks to UltraSwank.net, Ray Conniff, and Blue Moon. Do head over to the website, CocktailNation.net. I've got a stack of swank advice columns, which I'm planning on putting into a book a little bit later on this year. We've got swank advice on what kind of man is a lounge Lothario, how to master small talk, men's jewellery boxes, and swank texting. So go check it out today. Maybe you'd like to contribute or suggest a few things that you might like me to write about. Here's David Carbonara now on the Cocktail Nation.
The Cocktail Nation. in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace that ends, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. And afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true, it never seems so right before. I practice every day to find some clever lines to say to me. Like I love.
How are you? Dink, meet Felix Leiter.
Hello.
Felix, say hello to Dink.
Hi, Dink.
Dink, say goodbye to Felix.
Hmm?
Man talk.
The Cocktail Nation.
We'll be right back.
Cocktail Nation with Ray Anthony and Dragnet. Lost a couple of stars this week. We've got links on the website, cocktailnation.net. First one, Gary Owens, the voiceover star for television. I mean, he was on so many comics throughout the 70s and 80s. I think he's a voice that pretty much everybody's heard. He died at the age of 80. Of course, best known for holding his hand to his ear while serving as the announcer on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In.
Put a sardine on a marshmallow and eat it. While we bring you these following words.
Also, French actor Louis Jordan, best known for his role in the multi-Oscar-winning 1958 musical Gigi, has died at the age of 93. He was born in Marseille, began his French acting film career, and then was lured to the US. Unfortunately, though, he was typecast in many films and described himself as Hollywood's French cliché.
There's sweeter music when she speaks, isn't there a different bloom about her cheeks?
His later years saw him playing evil villains, including the 1983 Bond film Octopussy. He's Marlene Verplank, and I love the way you dance on the Cocktail Nation.
Put your arm around me, feel the beat, and take a chance. When you're close to me, everyone can see. I love the way you dance. Your strong arms lead me to a musical romance. As our bodies glide to the rhythm's ride, I love the way you dance. Each step we take is like the love we make, both of us moving as one, and our music's just begun. Sway me to your rhythm, guide me with your glance. When we're face to face, lost in our embrace, I love the way you dance. Thank you. step we take is like the love we make. Both of us moving as one, and our music's just begun. Sway me to your rhythm. Guide me with your glance. When we're face to face, lost in our embrace, I love the way you dance.
Coming home from school, look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Tomorrow is a drag, Pops. The future is a flake.
Cocktail Nation. Cocktail Nation.
city of night. It is the city of night. Leave the worries of day behind and dream a new dream tonight. All the lamps are aglow.
Nation for ultraswank.net. So good news, a movie being released very, very soon. I can't wait to see this. It's the new version of The Man from U.N.C.L.E., starring Henry Cavill, and set in 1963.
Are they still following us?
Yes.
Is there one of them?
Hmm?
Is he looking at us?
Hmm?
Does he have just one hand on the steering wheel?
Mm-hmm.
When you hear something that sounds like a gunshot, drive.
Nicely done.
Recently discovered the existence of an international criminal organization with ties to former Nazis. Rumor has it
they built an atom bomb.
We have no choice but to work together to infiltrate this organization.
We'll leave you two to get acquainted.
Napoleon Solon.
The CIA's most effective agent.
Ilya Kuryaki.
KGB, the youngest man to join in our best within 3 years.
America is teaming up with Russia.
Things could get a little messy.
Sure, I'm looking forward to this, that's for sure. A few people said, oh, it's a little bit overdone, or it's not the same as the original. I don't really care. I just love the imagery of it, and I love that more people are going to be hearing about The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Time for a look at the world of swank now for pastimealbumclocks.com. Tiki Caliente coming up in Palm Springs, California, May 14th through to the 17th, March 7th. It is the International Tiki Marketplace and Awana Luau at the Lake coming up for June 25. For these gigs and lots more, simply check out the website cocktailnation.net. Here's the Uptown Vocal Jazz Quartet now, and he was the cat on the Cocktail Nation.
There was a fella named Jefferson, we're tearing up in the band. A vocalizer phenomenon, they used to call the main man. He would think like a sage, sing like a horn, and there on the stage something special was born. He would swing, didn't do that, he was the cat. He sang with Mooney in 57, he put a lyric to bop. When little Benny came down from heaven, he put it over the top. Jazz was hot in the east, cool in the west, but his vocalese, it was simply the best. Because man, couldn't he scat, he was the cat. And he was hip-hop wise as an old man, taking a trip to celebrate. Cool man, let me rip on body and soul. Man, I know what he'd do, the poetry flew. Our founding father was Jefferson, yet he never got the acclaim. We're here to tell you that he's the one that put vocalese in the game. He would jig sitting in, blowing the hit, and then he would spin out a story to fit. He was some acrobat, he was the cat.
Cooper, lounge leader, all thanks to ultraswank.net. Follow us on social media by heading over to the Twitter account that we set up. The handle is simply Cocktail Nation, all one word. Check it out today. Thank you. Cocktail Nation with lounge leader Coop Cooper, Klaus Johnson, and the Pink Panther theme. Next week, catching up with Kramer for our monthly Euro spy theme show. Going to leave you with Kenny Sasaki now and his version of Fly Me to the Moon. Stay hip.